This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Sweet Explosion, written and performed by Year 7 students of Selwyn House School. Directed by Stephanie Frewen, mixed by Emily Hickman, and produced at Plains FM Christchurch. Characters will be played by the following: Barry,
Layla Hamilton,
Larry,
Isabella Donald,
Mrs. Wrinkleberg,
Samantha LaSalle's
Vice Principal,
Sarah Cox,
Lizzie,
Yunsa Zhang,
Jacob,
Indy Phillips,
Chloe,
Sophia Regal,
Principal Dwayne Pipe,
Olivia Liu,
Sophia,
Mia Aiken-Jones,
and the character of Louie will be played by
Ea Satsumsa.
Chloe, hurry up. It's my turn in the bathroom now.
Lizzie, be patient. It takes a long time to look good. Wait, where's my hairbrush?
No, I must have left it in my bedroom.
I can't get out!
What was that?
The door handle fell off.
I know. I'll go get that to Louie. I'm sure he can help. Science last summer, he got my toothbrush out from the washing machine. Louie!
What up, big sis? Where's Chloe?
She trapped in the bathroom because the door handle fell off.
Don't worry, I can solve this. I made a hole into the door by running to it. Watch me.
Thanks, Louie.
Mom and Dad are gonna freak about the door.
It will be okay, but that really hurt my head. I mean, I went right through the door with a big bang. I must have a big head to make that hole.
Be careful climbing out, Chloe. Oh no, look at the time. We're late for school. I've never been late before.
Ooh, boring school.
But guess what day it is? We were 5 minutes late. I'm very disappointed in all of you. Come and sit down.
Hey, Lizzie, I was waiting at the bus stop and you never came. I mean, what?
Oh, it's Jacob. Hi, Sophia. I was thinking about the secret plan all morning.
Shut up. The teacher might hear you, Lizzie.
What plan?
We told you this 1,000 times, Jacob.
Jacob, the trapdoor plan, remember? Whereas you and Sophia snuck through the trapdoor, followed the air conditioning fan ending up just below the principal office, then opened the vent and we'll be outside so we can get to the candy truck first. Remember that, or do you not have a brain or something?
Why are you talking during my class?
Why are you teaching during my conversation?
Burned! Excuse me, Jacob!
Hello, it's me, Louie. Sorry I'm late, Mrs. Wrinklebird.
You are lucky Louie interrupted this conversation, Jacob. Hello, Louie. What are you doing here?
Louie, fans, one. Go, go, go. Give her the apple.
I have an apple for you.
No, I have an apple.
Hey, give me your apple.
Sure. Hey, you just threw my apple out the window.
Yeah, I did, but what can you do about it?
Louie, I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it.
I should probably go now. Thanks for communicating with me, Lizzie. Here's my apple, Mrs. Wrinkleberg.
Thank you for your apple, Louie. But arguing isn't communication. It's noise. So the punishment is to help me cut out all these papers. Oh, Lizzie, don't cut it wonky. Accuracy leads to optimization. Accuracy leads to optimization. Say it with me. Accuracy leads to optimization.
I wonder how Sophia and Jacob are going down to enter the trapdoor.
What are they saying?
I think they're saying accuracy leads to optimization.
That sounds exactly like Mrs. Wrinkleberg.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, morning tea.
Class, the bell doesn't dismiss you. I'll dismiss you. Class dismissed.
Hey, Sophia. Chloe's in the vice principal's office. I heard she's been asked to talk to the vice principal privately.
Really, Jacob? Is she in trouble?
Shut up. By the way, my spy cam's in the room. Best prank ever. Let's listen.
VP, I heard that Sophia and Jacob are trying to get to the candy truck first.
Sophia and Jacob must not eat the candy. It's for the principal only. Plus, it's got wobble wobble powder in it. I've been waiting for ages to get back at him for embarrassing me in assembly. The packet said to mix water with the powder and to add 1 cup per kilogram. but I'm going to add 3.5 litres of the mixture. Didn't you buy some to get back at Lizzie?
Hell yeah.
Chloe, language.
Sorry.
It's okay, but you don't mind me using it, right? I found it in your locker, and I've given it to Larry and Barry, the candy truck drivers.
Oh, it's fine, because you're my favourite adult.
You know how much the principal loves his sugar.
Oh, yeah, last year at Halloween, we went to his house for trick-or-treating, and he ate all the candy before anyone got any.
Chloe, I know this is a big thing to ask for, but can you please try and stop Jacob and Sophia from getting to the candy truck? They mustn't eat the Wibble Wobble powder.
I'll go find them now.
I can't believe Chloe would blab on us like that. By the way, nice job on putting a spy cam in the room. It's so easy to hear what they're saying.
Thanks. Come on, Sophia, we should get going. We need to warn the principal ASAP.
Okay, let's run. I wonder what the Wibble Wobble powder is and what it does.
It sounds quite deadly.
So how much are we going to get for this?
Probably $16.50. The minimum wage. Did the VP not tell you?
No, he didn't, Larry. Watch out, you're going to bump into the school gate.
Oh, thanks for telling me. Oh, look, the pigeon is flying to the night. Peacock! I repeat, the pigeon is flying to the night. Peacock!
What the hell are you talking about, Larry?
The vice principal is coming.
Oh, the pigeon is flying to the night. Don't you mean that?
Forget it.
Open the truck and start putting the Wibble Wobble powder into the lollies this instant.
Oh, you scared me, Pigeon. I mean, Vice Principal. Sorry, Pigeon was your code name.
I don't care about your stupid code name. The school bell has already rung. Wait, Pigeon was my code name?
Yeah.
Now what did I say?
You said you were very surprised that Pigeon was your code name.
No, now start putting the Wibble Wobble powder into the lollies at once.
Yes, Pigeon, we'll do it at once.
Just get on with it, and just to make it clear, I am not a pigeon.
Okie dokie, will do.
Pigeon.
Where's the Wibble Wobble powder again?
I don't know, maybe the pigeon has it.
For the last time, I am not a pigeon. And no, I don't have it.
Let me check my pants. Found it.
Oh, that's gross. Pigeon, we can't use that powder anymore.
Well, it's the only bit left in the country, so we have to.
How much Wibble Wobble powder mixture per kilo?
3.5 litres.
And what will that do?
Well, the packet said that if more than 2 litres are added per kilogram, there will be consequences, like explosion.
Oh, that'll make a cool sound effect.
Now hurry up and get on with it.
Will do, Pigeon.
Principal Pike!
Principal Pike!
Principal Pike! Wait, stop!
Jacob, Sophia! What have you done this time? Wait, why are you out of class?
Sorry, Principal Pipe, but you can't eat the candy. Or something bad might happen to you, like blowing up.
Yeah, you mustn't eat the candy. We heard...
Don't be silly, you two. Nothing's going to happen to me. Is this one of your pranks again?
No, it's not. We're being serious this time.
Oh, go back to class this instant.
Mr. Pipe, I'm so sorry to bother you, but have you seen Sophia and Jacob?
Oh, how lovely to see you, Chloe. Congratulations on winning the spelling bee last week. And yes, I think Sophia and Jacob are on their way to class, or at least I hope so.
Thank you.
Sophia, Jacob, don't go near the stupid candy truck or you'll get blown up.
Chloe, we know your plan. We heard you talking to the VP.
So you were eavesdropping on us?
Kind of. Well, yeah. We heard that the VP wants to overrun the school, and she's going to put Wibble Wobble powder mixture in the candy. I can't believe you would join forces with the VP, Chloe.
Actually, I'm a double agent. I'm the principal's secret weapon, and I'm totally against the VP.
How do we know you're telling the truth?
Trust me, I am telling the truth. Hurry up, let's go to the principal's office.
Well, give us some proof.
Just come with me.
Fine, let's start running.
Seagull, I found these two sneaking around the school. They know about the exploding candy and that I'm a double agent, so they want to join in on the plan.
Leave them with me, Parrot, and I'll take care of them.
Why did Principal Pipe call you Parrot?
It's my code name. Now shush, I'm talking to Seagull.
Parrot, leave Jacob and Sophia with me and I'll tell them the plan.
Right, Seagull. I'll go now and save the rest of the school from the Wibble Wobble powder and the candy trap.
Quickly, come into my office. We don't have much time.
Wow, we never thought you knew about the VP's plan.
I'm a genius, and I have Chloe, or shall we call her Parrot?
Talking about Parrot, what are our code names?
Well, Jacob, yours is Chachalaka, which is a very social bird, and then Sophia, your name is Cockatoo, which just sounds funny.
Oh, cool. I love my code name, Chachalaka.
Enough of the names. Just tell us the plan.
I've been plotting my revenge for ages. Well, as soon as I found out, which was the start of this morning, let me just find the paper with the plan on it.
11 minutes later.
Found it!
Okay, tell us what it says.
This is the ultimate plot, also known as Plan A. So we will take the lollies and then melt them to use it as icing on a cupcake and give it to the VP. Then the wibble wobble powder will be in the icing. Wahahaha. Did that make it more dramatic?
Not really, but I get your plan.
Okay, let's do it.
But wait, there's more. No, there's not. I just did that for the dramatic effect. Now I feel like one of those ads on TV.
Mr. Dwayne Pipe.
Principal Pipe, are you good at baking? Because, Sophia kind of accidentally turned cookies into scrambled eggs last year.
You did that?
Yeah.
To answer your question, Jacob, no, I can't bake. Actually, the microwave that blew up 2 weeks ago was me.
How did you manage that?
Well, I put a metal bowl of raw eggs in and...
Oh yeah, I get it. I've done that before.
I cook pancakes every morning, so I'm such a great cook.
Jacob, you are our only option.
Yay. Give me 45 minutes, then they'll be done.
I can't wait to fool the VP with these amazing cupcakes.
See you soon, Jacob.
Bye.
See ya.
Chloe, I need you to get to the truck drivers Larry and Barry to pull over somewhere else. Otherwise, the whole school will get wibble-wobbled. I trust you to do this, okay?
Yep.
And if you fail, I will give you all Fs in your report card.
I promise I'll not fail you, VP.
Good. Now hurry up and save the school.
Will do, Pigeon.
You too.
Larry and Barry, you need to turn around now.
And why?
Because the VP told me.
Who?
The Pigeon.
Oh, okay. But why should we believe you?
Marsh is thinking of an excuse. Can I tell you an interesting fact? I can't see anything when my eyes are shut.
The thing that surprised me was that you used a big word today, Barry. Interesting.
I did too.
Seriously, I don't know when exactly that UFO landed and dumped you two, but it apparently isn't coming back for you. But the Pigeon is.
Chloe, where's the truck going? We haven't brought any lollies.
Someone in their family just died. They had to leave immediately.
Oh man, that's awful.
Yeah, they were killed by a falling Halloween pumpkin. Gotta go, guys.
That sounds weird. She's up to something. Let's follow her.
Oh, Jacob, you're back with your amazing cupcakes.
Oh, thanks, Principal Pipe.
I'll get Chloe to go give these to the VP. She will never suspect a thing. Chloe, can you please give these cupcakes to the VP? It's part of the awesome Plan A. Also, just say that it was her birthday last week and I forgot to get her something.
Sure, I'll go give them to her now. But I thought her birthday was 7 months ago.
Never mind, just forget about the birthday. Tell the VP that this term's inquiry was random acts of kindness, so I decided to join in too.
I thought this term's inquiry was where we are in place and time.
Just go give the cupcake to the VP and forget about everything else I said.
VP, here's a cupcake from Principal Pipe.
It looks lovely, Chloe, but sorry, I'm not a big fan of icing.
That's okay, enjoy your cupcake.
I'm surprised old Dwayne Pipe didn't look off the icing.
Damn it, I wonder what Plan B is.
What did you say?
Just reciting the times tables. 9 times 1 is 9, 9 times 2 is 18, and 9 times 3 is 24.
Chloe, 9 times 3 is 27.
Oh, look at the time, I've got to go, bye! Seagull, I have some bad news.
What's wrong, Parrot? Don't tell me the plan didn't work.
Okay, fine, I won't tell you then. But you said it, not me.
Oh no, how the heck did it not work? What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, the VP said that she doesn't like icing, then grabbed a knife and scraped all the icing off, every last drop.
Oh no, what do we do now? Never fear, I always have a plan B right here.
Oh really? What's a new idea?
Well, the annual staff flu shots start tomorrow, so that is just the right excuse. We can inject wibble wobble powder mixture into the VP instead of her eating it.
Principal Pipe, this is a genius idea. But I heard that the VP is secretly afraid of needles.
Let's just hope it works. You probably didn't know Mrs. Wrinkleberg had other talents. Just don't be surprised if you see her giving the flu shots. She happens to owe me a favour.
Stay still. You're a big woman, so you can get a big needle.
Okay, Mrs. Wrinkleberg.
It would only hurt a little bit, VP.
Wait!
And it's going in.
Ow!
Ha! The wibble wobble powder has been injected into you, so you will explode any minute.
I knew something was up with you.
Rest in peace. I'll see you in a few years. Oh, wait. I'll be in heaven and you'll be in hell. I'm going to the bathroom. Broke your nose if I was you.
Everyone, get ready to drop cover and hold. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Hooray!
Wait, I didn't get to say 1 and 2.
Really, Dwayne Pipe?
I think I just swallowed the VP's eyeball. Is that a finger in my hair?
Everyone start cleaning up now. We're surrounded by the VP's body parts.
Where's Mrs. Wrinkleberg?
Louis, when did you get here? And you're right, where is Mrs. Wrinkleberg?
Uh-oh.
Maybe she blew up with the VP because she was so close.
Well, rest in peace, VP and Mrs. Wrinkleberg.
Let's party!
You have been listening to Sweet Explosion, written and performed by Year 7 students of Salon House School and produced at Plains FM Christchurch.